May 20th, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the very cold, rainy Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me on RBN, and of course, their website is republicbroadcasting.org. I hope that you will consider donating to the network. That brings you, a lot of very good information. You may do that in one of three ways. You may donate by calling 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. There's a lot of, there's staff to be paid, there's operations expenses, so RBN would really appreciate a donation. So thank you. Anyway, I hope that you will also subscribe to ScreeningSandyHook.net and SpingolaSpeaks.net, where one may listen to the audio files of my programs. And of course, RBN also has audio files, as well as Wooly's blog, and that's wooliesblog.blogspot.com. Anyway, we have a fabulous program today, and I hope that you will join us in the chat room. And you can do that by visiting Chatango, SpingolaChatango.com. You may email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Our guest today, and I just get really emotional about this subject, and so I hope you'll just bear with me. But my guests today are Dave Kahari and Phil Turney, and they're going to talk about this wonderful new book called, I can't even get through the beginning, Erasing the Liberty, and it's soon to be a full-length film, especially with your help, and the 50th anniversary of the Israeli state's attack on the USS Liberty is coming up June 8th, 1967. And the websites that you will want to visit are erasingtheliberty.com and usslibertymovie.com. It's very interesting. Just let me read a quote. On October 9th, 1997, the Washington Jewish Week reported, and I quote, "Israel need not apologize for the assassination or destruction of those who seek to destroy it. The first order of business for any country is the protection of its people," unquote. And, of course, that should be applicable to this country. Anyway, Dave, Phil, welcome.
Thank you, Deanna. Great to be here.
Yeah, pleasure.
Well, it's just wonderful to have you both on the program. Phil, you and I met via the airwaves in 2010, the middle of 2010, when I wrote an article about the USS Liberty. And it was such a pleasure to talk to you, and it's such a pleasure that you have another book that includes ideas and details that were not in your first book. And, of course, there have been a lot of interviews that have intervened since that first book, right?
Absolutely, Deanna. And I really, really want to thank you for having myself and my dear friend Dave on to talk about the attack and to let people know, about Erasing the Liberty and USSLibertyMovie.com, USSLibertyMovie.com. You want to go there, you can see a trailer about what this feature film is going to be. And it is especially important at this time of the year. Here we're coming up on the 50th year of this massacre of American sailors, Marines, and National Security Agency personnel aboard a flagged American ship in international waters by the Zionist State of Israel, slaughtering 34 Americans, wounding 174 others, and almost destroying our ship with a 40 by 40 foot hole in the starboard side by one of their five torpedoes fired us, let alone the 850 cannon rocket holes in our side, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets in our skin, and napalm burning the bridge and the rest of the ship up. Why I'm here, God only knows, but I'll tell you what, Deanna, going back to our last conversation, and I go back and I listen to the archives, I've listened to Spengola Speaks, and when you speak, you really mean a lot. And you know, your emotional introduction, Deanna, is so heartening, and you know, it brings me almost to the same point, but I'm going to try to keep my composure here. But this story must come out. And what's so ironic about today's show is here we are, you know, just a couple of weeks away from June 8th, 1967, the 50th anniversary. We have Donald Trump going to Israel to get on his knees to Benjamin Netanyahu. It just doesn't seem right to me. What you read at the beginning of the show about the Israelis and what they thought about America, especially American lives aboard the USS Liberty, it is incomprehensible that the United States of America did not do something militarily to this rogue country, they left us out there for to be slaughtered. They left us out there for 18 hours, Deanna, and you've read Erasing the Liberty, and the reason it is so detailed is because of my talented friend, Dave Gahari, and thanks to him, this book is extremely important, and it gives you many, many facts that wasn't in the other book, and it also tells about, we've got one fact that I wanted to point out for sure. We've got many survivors in here telling their story, not just my story, because this is not just my story. It's their story, too. So that's what I wanted to do, is get them involved with many, many other people. So with that being said, as I said before, it's a blessing to be on your show. I'm glad to be here. And I just would hope, again, that people out there in America, remember, please, don't ever forget this. When they attacked an American ship in international waters, 12.5 miles off the coast, in fact, flying an American flag, they just not did attack the USS Liberty. They attacked every one of us then and now. As far as I'm concerned, we're still at a state of war with the Zionist State of Israel. We have no defense pact with them. They're not an ally of ours. They won't sign the non-proliferation agreement. It makes them a non-ally. And to give them money and protect them is, what it means is that they never signed the agreement about nuclear weapons, non-proliferation of nuclear weapons to other countries or getting them themselves. So officially, they're not an ally of the United States. And Dave can correct me if I'm wrong or right, but Dave, won't you break in, my friend, and get through this subject as well as you can?
Yeah, I was the fact that we are not an ally of theirs, nothing's ever been signed, and the reason being is the land acquisition, because that would, if they had signed a pact with the United States as an ally, they would be restricted to having just the land as it was back in, before they start stealing all the land around them, which was very interesting. I was not aware of that. So, Dave, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's true. And there's really no advantage for Israel to sign a mutual defense treaty with the United States, because then they would have to reveal to their ally what they plan on doing. And they have a history of not revealing anything to anybody. Of course, they have a decades-long history of spying on their most supportive, you can't say ally, as what we're talking about, but their most supportive benefactor, the United States. So not only is the United States not an ally of Israel and vice versa, But the United States will bend over and do whatever Israel wants because Israel has found out how to buy, and it's not very expensive, congressmen, senators, congresswomen. I think a study was done several years ago. It's about $100,000 to basically get one of these traitors in your pocket. So it's easy for them. They know how to do it. That's why Netanyahu got 58 standing ovations, standing and sitting, 29 times two. And the president of the United States got much less because they know how to do it. And it's a shame that right now, this is what, you know, getting back to the liberty, but this is what kills me about it. We've all been through our evolution of the liberty, how we feel about it, how it makes us feel, and we're so fortunate to have somebody like Phil, who was there on that day almost 50 years ago, who still wants to fight to get the truth out. Because, frankly, most of the people on board that ship don't do what Phil does. If it wasn't for Phil, there would be no, and you know, Deanna, because you read it, there would be no USS Liberty Memorial Public Library in Grafton, Wisconsin, where when they were doing the dedication ceremony in June of, I believe it was 1989, when they were doing that dedication ceremony, they were required to position SWAT teams on the rooftops because of the fear of the American Jews in Milwaukee. That they were, they were opposing so vociferously that how dare a public library be named after a United States ship? Now, right. The worst part of this is, and that's getting back to like my evolution of the liberty, because the more time that goes by, the angrier I get. And here is a ship, not just the USS Liberty, but the USS Liberty happens to be the most decorated ship in the history of the United States Navy. We're going back to, I believe it's 1775, in the history of the U.S. Navy for a single action, and nobody knows about it, but every year we get from Hollywood a Holocaust movie, which didn't happen the way that it... Right. So here, why hasn't one movie been made on the most decorated ship in the history of the United States Navy ever? And the reason is, very simply, is that if the truth was allowed to be brought to the attention of primarily the American public, the American infotainment consuming public, then Israel would look exactly as they look to every Palestinian who's on the ground. Like savages, the way that they attack the ship for, and there's a little controversy over the time that it was attacked, but I'm pretty confident in my research that it was just about an hour, but it was vicious. Like Phil said, there were 5,000 rocket and cannon holes in the ship, not counting the other weapons that they threw at them, including napalm, which they dropped on young boys, young sailors going to rescue wounded sailors and other sailors trying to put out fires, which is a violation of the Geneva Conventions, as well as shooting life rafts, which they did.
Oh, absolutely. Unbelievable. It just makes me sick. Just looking at the photo on the front of the book is just, it just breaks my heart to know that there were people, there were Americans on this ship that were sitting targets. And I believe, just from reading the book, that the captain, McGonagall, I believe it was almost like he knew. And the drills that they put them through right before, it just seemed like the whole thing was a setup. And didn't they ask for somebody to go along with them because they were going into a war zone. And there was another ship that was doing the same thing, and that ship was recalled because it was contractors, right? And so they recalled that ship and let the Liberty go into this area, I think, for the purpose to target it. And I think back to the Lusitania, that in order to get people to go to war, just have a lot of dead dead Americans, and you'll get the American public to support any war. And in as much as Israel was going to blame this incident on the Arabs, I think that this whole thing was certainly orchestrated, absolutely orchestrated, with McCain going in there before and getting a higher job, being recruited to this position. Oh, it just makes me sick. Just absolutely makes me sick. They just I'm sorry. I'm just rambling.
No, please let Phil address this, because you were talking about they requested a destroyer escort,
right?
It is absolutely sickening. But you were also talking about the other ship in the area, which was the USNS Valdez,
right,
which was filled with there's some discussion about whether or not the Valdez could have taken the place of the Liberty. There's some people who say no, it couldn't have. It wasn't equipped with what the Liberty had, and there's other people who say yes, it could have. But from my research and from people who have come forward to Phil and I don't believe that the Valdez could have, and I don't know if I believe that the Liberty was set up. But I really don't think that that's even important. I think the important thing here is that this teeny tiny minority, this vocal vociferous, what's that?
Could get away with it.
It's like this. It's like they did it, but you know what? The blame isn't really on them. The blame is on our own government for letting them get away with it, because the significance of what happened 50 years ago, because this six-day war is primarily the one event that has created modern-day terrorism in the world, because prior to this six-day war and their illegal land grab and them being allowed to get away with it, the only terrorism that existed in the United States was Puerto Rican terrorism. There was no Arab, Islamist, Muslim terrorism. It only existed because Israel stole their land illegally, and they're still now allowed to keep it under the longest military occupation in the history of the world.
Indeed. And of course, a lot of that occurred at... Go ahead, Phil.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to add, there's sometimes a little disagreement between different folks about the reason why and the rhyme of everything. But I've always poised this to myself and put it to myself many, many times, as well as other people. And you're right, Deanna. The captain requested a destroyer or destroyer escort to escort us into in that area to protect us, as we only had 450 caliber machine guns aboard that ship for defense of repel borders, which is like something like in Somalia. If they tried to get on your ship, you could at least shoot them with a 50 caliber. But that request was denied. They said the only protection we needed was our flag, our symbol of the United States of America. Secondly, the USS America and USS Saratoga, Saratoga commanded by Joseph Tully, Captain Engen of the America. I do know that Captain Tully launched twice. And they were called back within 15 minutes of the attack.
Right.
With I hear you have a break coming, so I'll wait and finish on the other side.
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Dave Gahari and Phil Turney, and the websites that you will need to visit, will want to visit, are erasingtheliberty.com and ussliberty.movie.com. Please, please do visit those two sites. Phil, you were talking about motivation and foreknowledge and that kind of thing. The thing that bothers me is why I think it's foreknowledge is because of the drills, because of the speed with which the Liberty went to that area, the fact that there was not a destroyer escort, and the fact that they knew that there was a war going on, and there was only four guns on that ship, not enough to protect the ship. It just seemed to me that it was just orchestrated and deliberate.
Well, absolutely, Deanna. You come to the same conclusion that a lot of people do, and some may disagree. That's fine, but the real deal is that we were attacked by Israel, and they got by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder of Americans on the high seas. Now, to get back to my point, when Saratoga launched, they did launch twice. I know that for sure, because I talked to the captain, and he lost his job over that. Captain Tully, he was a broken man after that. He was a fighter pilot and an ace fighter pilot in World War II. and very much deserved his command aboard the great ship USS Saratoga. But the first aircraft that recalled was by McNamara, Secretary of Defense. He said, bring the planes back, get them back on the deck. And Tully did recall the aircraft and immediately relaunched another volley of aircraft. And then President Johnson got on the direct line with him. This was a direct phone line, and told him that he didn't care if every man aboard that GD ship Liberty died, or that it didn't make any difference to him. He wasn't going to embarrass his ally Israel. Now, if we didn't know who was attacking us, how did Johnson know who was attacking us?
That's
number one.
Oh yes.
I mean, how would if we didn't know?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't get up a signal out until, like I say, 15 minutes into the attack. Through an antenna that was taken out of service, and Terry Haldabardier had gotten it back online. The SO went out, and we still don't know who was attacked. Just Rockstar under attack by unknown jet aircraft. Rockstar, that was our code name, was Rockstar. So the help was never going to come to us, ever. In fact, we didn't see help for 18 hours after the attack. 18 hours they left us out there when help was very close by. So we did see them the next morning around 0530, 0600, as the sun was coming up. So it goes into a little bit more detail in the book, as you read. Admiral Isaac Kidd came aboard our ship and ordered us, you know, we told him all we knew and everything like that, like a bunch of dummies, but I didn't mind telling him what happened, because I wanted to tell him my story, and which I did. And we were ordered never to speak a word of it, or we'd go to the penitentiary or worse. And in the Board of Inquiry, it was stated by Ward Boston it was a sham, it was a cover-up. Even convening officer, Admiral Kidd, confided in his subordinate, Ward Boston, that the attack was no mistake. It was we were attacked on purpose by the Zionist State of Israel, and to shut up, they shut up. We're Navy men. We can't speak anything about it, especially when you're ordered by the commander in chief. And we've had War Crimes Commission reviews. We've had the Moore report by Admiral Thomas Moore. It was not only the commander of the Pacific, but also the European theater, and the only person to do that, by the way, and become the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he went to his deathbed vying for the truth about liberty.
Right. So, that was waiting till it's too late to tell the truth, right? It's kind of amazing.
Obviously.
Okay, we're going to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Deanna, our guests today are Dave Kahari and Phil Turney, and the websites are erasingtheliberty.com and usslibertymovie.com. And I was wondering, along with some of the folks in the chat room, where we can buy a Liberty t-shirt. Remember the Liberty, because I know that I saw them in the trailer, and I thought, oh, where could I get one?
Okay, I can answer that. I can answer that, but even more important than that, Deanna, and I'll let you know how to get the t-shirts too. But folks, listen, you people out there, I know, Deanna, you have a large audience that respects you and cares so much for you at RBN. I know when I was a host at RBN for so many years, I got just a lot of good, great feedback from the good people that listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, and I thank John Stadtmiller for giving me that opportunity for so many years. But when I got hooked up with Dave, I had to quit doing the show on RBN and concentrate on the feature film and the book. And what's so important, what's so very important, folks, more than anything, is you go to usslibertymovie.com, please. usslibertymovie.com. You hit that donate button. I don't care if it's $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, but there is perks in there for you. If you want the book, there's perks in there for you. If you want it signed, there's perks in there for you. If you want it autographed in some fashion, there's perks in there for you. But the biggest perk of all is saving America. Saving America. If we don't take America back, we're done. Folks, you got to realize this. We are done if we don't take America back and make it great again. Now, Donald Trump said that, make America great again. We'll see how that works out, but I'm certainly not too happy that he's bowing at the foot of the Zionist government of Israel, why Palestinians are starving with dirty water behind a wall paid for by the United States of America. So, folks, go to your website, USSLibertyMovie.com, USSLibertyMovie.com. You'll learn how to get the book, Erasing the Liberty, which Dave and I spent a lot of time on over a year. And look at the movie trailer and hit that donate button. Do what you can do to make this feature film come true, because it's not going to happen in Hollywood. It's only going to happen to the good people like you. I want to thank you, Diana, for your very generous contribution, by the way. And your book, your signed copy and everything's on its way now. So I don't want to cut out my dear friend Dave Gaharry, but again, without his great help and consideration and love of country, and I might add, Dave was a submarine sailor aboard the USS Skate, and he did his duty for his country honorably. So he has some skin in this game, and if you don't mind, if I tell Dave to come on board, is that all right, Deanna?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just jump in, Dave. There's just so many things to say, you know. And Dave, I know that you yeah. worked on this for a long time too.
Basically, gave up a year and counting of you know, my life and. You know, for nothing. I mean, we're not making money off of this. Obviously, it's costing us money. And the idea being here is that when someone finds out about it, especially someone in the Navy, the reaction is usually a visceral one. And the first question they ask is, why don't I know about this? Why didn't I know about it? Why didn't they teach us about this? And then, as I said earlier, the realization changes, the evolution of how you feel about the liberty changes. At least it did for me. I know it does for a lot of people, the more they find out. And when they read this book, as you know, Deanna, it's going to get them angry, because the most common feedback we've gotten is that people get really, really angry once they finish the book. And it's not like you're reading a book that has a happy ending. It doesn't have a happy ending, but guess what? The ending hasn't ended yet, and that's why we're doing this. And when Phil and I decided to take this task on the way that we have, and I have to say that Phil's been doing this for decades, and him and his wife have written literally thousands of letters to our traitorous Congress, whatever. I don't even like to call them people. You know, and gotten blown off for decades, because the only thing they worry about, obviously, is getting reelected, and the only thing they worry about is taking care of Israel. So they will put Israel above their own citizens, their own constituents, their own Americans, and they have been doing it since Phil has been struggling to get the truth out. We decided that the way that we could do this is by making a full-length feature film, because folks like to watch movies. I understand. I like to watch movies, too. I don't really watch a lot of movies, but, you know, movies are good. But if we could get this movie done, and that's why Phil was saying what he was saying earlier, that Hollywood's not going to, obviously, they're going to put out another Holocaust movie. They just put out that Denial or whatever it was, that garbage. Somebody told me about that, and I thought that they were literally joking, that there was a movie about this Deborah Lipstadt creature. Sure enough, a movie came out called Denial, where they put this poor guy in jail for coming up with evidence that all this is all, you know,
a bunch of crap.
Sure.
So they'll make a movie about that, but the most decorated ship in the history of the U.S. Navy, nah, you know what? Let's just ignore that for 50 years, which they've been allowed to do, and let's just ignore it for another 50 years. Think about that. You see, that's why I say they did it, right? They did it, but it's not really their fault. It's our fault because we're allowing it to happen. Forget about the U.S. government. They're bought and paid for. And by the way, Johnson was, there's evidence that he was actually a Jew, but Johnson was surrounded by Zionist American Jews who only cared about Israel, and they were literally spying on America for Israel. That's well known. So,
oh,
Johnson,
I mean, he was sleeping with one of them, Matilda
right,
Cram.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But so Johnson, forget about it. But here's the situation where, and you talked about the T-shirt, and yeah, it's cool to have. I understand it's cool to have a Liberty T-shirt. That's a cool thing. But what Phil was saying was that, and of course, it goes back to resources. All resources are scarce. That's the whole basis of economics. Resources are scarce, even though we don't think of them that way. Well, if somebody buys a T-shirt from the USS Liberty website, which is not us, somebody else, it's like the USS
Liberty.
Okay,
so that's where
they're
coming from. Okay.
Right. So what we're saying is the whole purpose of what we're doing, since we're not making any money on it and it's costing us money and time, is that take your money, go to USSLibertyMovie.com, like Phil said. Watch the trailer, like you said. You mentioned it a bunch of times. Watch the trailer, which we filmed on board a Navy vessel in Tampa, Florida, the SS American Victory. And that is one of the three remaining hulls, is what they call them, that the Liberty was. The Liberty was a victory-hulled ship, which they built about 550 of them during World War II to shuttle cargo and personnel from the east and west coasts of America out to the theaters of war. The Liberty was on the west coast. So after war was over, the Liberty was put into service in the early 60s. And Phil got on, I believe, on the second tour of the Liberty. And what we're saying is that if you're interested in getting this story out, if it angers you that your government covered up what a foreign nation did to American citizens, like Phil said, in international waters, on the high seas, and it was premeditated murder. If you're pissed off about that and you want a movie to be made, this is what we're saying. Go to USSLibertyMovie.com, watch the trailer, read the stuff we got up there, go to the donate tab and make a decision. If you don't donate, fine. But at least you saw it. That's all we're saying.
Indeed. I agree. Yeah, I didn't know where the T-shirts came from. I did see a couple in the trailer. And I think, you know, you talked about the Liberty being a decorated ship. But I'm more concerned about the people that they slaughtered, the people that still have trapped the bullets, pieces of metal in their bodies, the napalm all over the decks, and the fact that the ship was clearly marked as an American ship, and you were targeted, and it's the people that were slaughtered. That's what makes me so mad. Is it the people? And these were young people. The book says that, you know, most of them were under 30. These are young people who never had an opportunity to have families or to exist, to have a life. These were people who thought that they were serving their country, who thought they were doing the right thing. They put their own wants and needs on hold, and they went and they joined the military. They believed what was fed to them after World War II about this phony Holocaust. They believed that stuff. Even the people on the Liberty, before this attack were pro-Israeli. Right? Right, Phil?
Absolutely, and they're still pro-Israeli. In fact, Deanna, aboard our ship, we had Stars of David all over it.
Yeah.
Rooting for Israel to just kick the beans out of the Arab states, because we were brainwashed into thinking that Israel and only Israel was our best friends in the whole wide world. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, you're sadly mistaken if you think that, because they aren't. I just think about it, Deanna. What kind of human being does it take? What kind of human being does it take to shoot your best friends in the back, not once, not twice, but 1,000 times, and then enjoy it, and keep on doing it over and over and over again? And that's what they've done to America. As I said at the beginning of the show, they just didn't do it to the United States ship Liberty. They did it to the United States America. They did it to you. They did it to our grandkids. They did it to our children. Now, you very, very, very easily could have been aboard that ship, Deanna. Anybody you know. They killed these guys. And yeah, you were right. Most of them were under 30. I was 20 years old. I was one of the youngest guys on the ship, except for one other guy. I think it was 19, and the youngest were 20 years old, as I was. And we had our whole lives ahead of us, and to have this happen, and then to have our own government turn their backs on you and say that we got reparations from the Zionist State of Israel. Well, they paid 90% of the crew of around $200 to $250. Now, if that's reparations, I don't know what is. But I wouldn't have cared if it was $1 million. In fact, if Israel wanted to give me $1 million right now, yeah, I would take it. You know what I'd do with it? I'd make a film. I'd make a film about the slaughter that they did aboard the USS Liberty, because I'll never forgive or forget. And the truth has to come out. And until the truth comes out, there's a stranglehold on this country. That's why I say we have to break this passionate attachment towards the Zionist State of Israel. We have no obligation to protect anybody in the world except the citizens of the United States and the men and women in uniform that served this country to protect us at home. So it is one of the worst cover-ups in United States history, if not the worst cover-ups, and the very least one that they want to talk about. They don't want to talk about the USS Liberty, and it's really not their fault, because they don't know about it. It was covered up so well. I mean, this is so tight. I mean, we were on the front page one day, and on the back page the next day, then we were not unheard of. They got us into Malta, which was, we left on the 9th. They sent us as far away as they could to Malta. That took us till the 14th, with dead bodies rotting in the hole. It was unbearable. The stench and the stink. I can still smell it every day when I wake up. It's something you don't forget. And they sent us to Malta, and they made the ship look brand new, like nothing ever happened to it. Like, nothing. And they sent us back to the States. But they did send us back to Little Creek, Virginia, instead of our home port in Norfolk, to keep us as far away from people as they could. And the cover-up hasn't stopped since June 8, 1967, with every president, with every congressman. And as Dave said, $100,000 will buy you a seat in Congress, but you talk about the liberty, and you won't be in Congress or the Senate. Congressman McCluskey, great congressman from California. Congressman Paul Finley, the great congressman from Illinois.
All right, right.
He lost his job because they went up against the Zionists, as well as Senator Adlai Stevenson, which when I was on RBN, he was on my radio show. He got kicked out because of his opposition to the Zionist state of Israel. So and there's been Hostetler, another one. He's a congressman. He got kicked out because all the money went to their opponent. And their opponents are puppets of the Zionist state.
Right. And Finley's opponent is still in there, still doing his dirty work. Unbelievable. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Dave Kahari and Phil Turney, and they're talking about the new book, Erasing the Liberty, and it is going to be a full-length film because, well, the 50th anniversary of the Israeli attack on U.S. liberty is right around the corner, June 8th, 1967. Is when it occurred. You'll want to visit erasingtheliberty.com and usslibertymovie.com. And you need to make this movie. It's imperative. And you asked me what kind of person, what kind of people would do this. They're psychopathic. These people don't have a conscience. I don't know. I've done programs on psychopaths, and they just don't think the way that other people think. And I think that's what makes most of us victims, is because we just don't anticipate that there are people in the world so evil that they would do the things that they are doing. And it's not just America. I mean, I think of the Palestinians that used to have a lot of land. They had towns, they had orchards, they had lives, they had children, they had homes. And those have been bulldozed and wiped out, bombed, obliterated. And look what they've done in Iraq and Afghanistan. And look at the drug trade. I mean, they're in it for drugs, for human trafficking, for organ trafficking. I mean, and it does need to be exposed. And I think that the USS Liberty, what happened to that ship, and the people on that ship, that if people know about that and recognize that the government covered this up, and the media covered it up, and the politicians covered it up, and there was absolutely no commission called within 3 days. The media said, well, it was a mistake, and then you had Senator Javits, and even Ted Kennedy said, oh, yeah, it was a mistake. Well, after Dealey Plaza, he knew what he had to say. So, our guest today, Dave and Phil.
Well, I'll just say one more word. Yeah, I was just going to say one more word, Deanna, because I know we're going to be off for in a minute. But again, folks, it's imperative you go to USSLibertyMovie.com and do it now. You know, don't wait. Do it now, because we got to get this movie done. And the survivors are dying off quickly, and that's exactly what they want, and they're getting the wish. But you know, I'm never going to give up till it's the end, and I know Dave won't either. And I must say, Deanna, with meeting Dave and met him first in Austin, and we talked a little bit and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's not only been a new friendship, it's been a new bond that has made me feel so wonderful. And Dave, thank you for helping me with this and doing all the legwork as you always do. And
Well, we've got two more hours. We're just at the top of the hour. We have two more hours, so we'll be right back.
I didn't know we were on that long.
Yeah, you do. You have the whole 3 hours. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.